are more proof that Iran attacked two foreign oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman last week. The pictures show what the U.S. says are Iranian Revolutionary Guard forces taking an unexploded mine off the side of a Japanese-owned tanker. Another shot shows where the mine had been attached. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan has announced the deployment of about 1,000 more troops to the Middle East for what he said were defensive purposes.
When you look at the situation that Norwegian ship, Japanese ship, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, UAE, 15% of the world's oil flows through the Strait of Hormuz. So we obviously need to make contingency plans should the situation deteriorate, but we also need to broaden our support for this international situation.
Iran has not reacted so far to the new pictures, but has denied involvement in the tanker attacks, calling the claims ridiculous. An official North Korean document obtained by the Voice of America suggests leader Kim Jong-un does not intend to give up his regime's nuclear weapons. Rather, he plans to be accepted as a global nuclear strategic state. That's a position that appears to contradict the Trump administration's certainty that North Korea will denuclearize. You can read more on this document at voanews.com. The political party of Egypt's former president Mohamed Morsi is calling for an international investigation into the circumstances surrounding his sudden death. Morsi collapsed and died of a reported heart attack Monday while he was speaking at his espionage trial in Cairo. He was the country's first democratically elected head of state, who was later ousted from power. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says Guatemala will soon sign an immigration agreement that safe third country